Sophie Ellis Bextor on Radio 1. Even more scary than the people who have started up the website about the Radio 1 studios, we've just found a modest website about Will Kinder, the producer of the Chris Moyles show. Started up by a fan. This is getting worse. Do you think Will had anything to do with that himself?
He set that up himself.
I think he probably did. That's really scary. Oh, Wheatus and Nelly coming up after 6:30. And also Eminem in Small Penis Shock.
Radio 1.
Just gone 6:30. Newsbeat now with Andrew Fletcher.
The Truex.
7 o'clock on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Right, now, I knew there were anoraks, right? But I never knew there was this level of anorak. This is deep. It's not only scary, it's deeply, deeply wrong. Earlier I told you about the discussion board on chrismoyles.net, a fan site dedicated to the life and times of Chris Moyles, where they were discussing the refit of the studios in Yalling House, on the basement of Radio 1, which is happening at the moment. And we've just found another thread. Discussion. Studio clocks. The clocks in the Radio 1 studios are atomic clocks. They are accurate to something like 0.001 of a second in 1,000 years. Next post. Atomic clocks depend upon the wavelength of a specific atom of a certain element, but it's based upon the vibrations of the element and the length of the wave emitted. Another post. Yes, that's right. He means their radio clocks pick up a signal from rugby. And then somebody realises, after about 3 pages, that they're actually starting to have a debate about studio clocks at Radio 1. You do need to get out more, you're absolutely right. Rich, well done for realising that on the discussion board about studio clocks. I'm going to take these home and read these later. And I can tell you now, on the Radio 1 atomic clock, it's exactly 6:43 and 33 seconds. This is Radio 1, and the time on the Radio 1 atomic clock is now 6:46 and 41 seconds. And that was DJ Markey with LK. Cox is coming up at 7.